All right. Hi, guys. And so here we are. Today is, we're well into the month of August, well into summer. I hope you're enjoying your summer. What are you guys doing? I have a plan of going to Canada, but I had a meltdown this morning because, you see, CVS Pharmacy does things the way they want to do things. Now, I am elderly, but that's not why I take medicine, because there's a lot of you people out there that take medicine, and you are half my age, if not one-third my age. I take some medicine that I need every day. Is it for my brain? No, it is not. It is for a certain sinus condition, which I have. Now, having said all that, I got to have this shit. I got to have it, and I got to have it now. Because if I don't have it, then I will come over the counter, even if I'm wearing a skirt and no panties, and I will go after whoever the guy is. I'm joking about that. But here's the whole thing. CVS Pharmacy just does things the way they need to do things. See, let me explain something, CVS Pharmacy, for you and for everyone that works there. And I know that a great many of you are really, you know, overworked, and there's a lot of people in line, and you got, you know, not enough help. And, you know, I really am not interested in your problems, and nobody should be, because we could go to another store, you know, and you probably would say, well, then why don't you? Well, I will, if that's what you would like me to do. But I'm giving you another chance, and I'm giving you this opportunity to tell you two things. One, you're there for my convenience, not the other way around. Number two, don't get freaked out, flipped out, and weirded out when I say to you, I'm one of the few people in this world who can, if I need to, pay cash for my prescriptions. It's not a big thing. Don't worry about it. There are times when I'm caught without the, you know, in between how the insurance kind of sometimes overlaps, and, you know, and I want to go ahead and I'll just pay cash. I've done it before. Like, for instance, I went to the doctor the other day and I needed to get a prescription for a antibiotic, and I didn't have my insurance card on me and I was using a different pharmacy. And I said, fuck it, just, you know, and they were fine. They were great. They were, I think it was Rite Aid. They didn't flip out. But you guys are the only ones that I know that when I say, you know what, I'll pay cash for it, you just suddenly, the whole universe turns inside out, man. It's like you're in a parallel fucking realm or something. You don't, what? What do you mean cash? Money. Money. The dead president. That guy. You know? So as it turns out, because that's such a weird fucking thing for CVS, that somebody uses American currency to pay for shit, that they have to separate those two. Here's insurance over here, and here, and don't give me this bullshit about how that's how everybody does it. Because no, that ain't how everybody does it. Okay? That's not how everybody fucking does it. They have a system set up whereby, okay, they're paying partially cash, some of it's coming from insurance, whatever, but giving me two separate fucking bottles for the same goddamn medicine, one says one quantity, the other says another fucking quantity, what the fuck is this, man?
Well, you know, because you paid insurance and we only are allowed to give you this many per month, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you fucking talking about, you know? This is something that you need to work out. I got insurance through my union, and it's whatever the fuck it is, Blue Shield or some shit. I think it's Blue Shield. And I got Cigna with AFTRA. And then I have a dead president if all, you know, else fails. And I've been through so many goddamn songs and dances with you assholes at CVS fucking pharmacy, because you can't understand the idea of a guy paying cash on one hand, and then you don't get the whole idea about, you know, the, what was this thing about? Oh, getting the doctor's approval for a certain prescription on the other hand, and then, you know, every time it's a goddamn song and a dance with you assholes, and I don't fucking do anything all that extraordinary, man. I'm not asking for some special dispensation from the fucking Pope like our good close personal friend Mother Angelica. Oh, you missed it because she was staring up at the ceiling again. Shit. Fuck. She does this thing, man, where she stares up at the ceiling, and I'm telling you, if you're Catholic like I is, it's just a beautiful thing. Okay, so here, this is CVS Pharmacy, all right? They're there in the golden robe, and I'm Jesus there, and I'm partially naked. And that's CVS. They're staring at me, and I'm saying, can I have my medicine? And they're like, ah. Now they have to go into their book to see, well, Phil wants to pay cash. The first luminous mystery, Phil pays cash, or the baptism of the Lord, whichever. Now there I am begging for my prescription, pleading, please, please, I'm going out of town, I must have this.
Now the here comes the pharmacist. What did you say? What did you say to me? You want it today and you want to pay cash? Well, that's never been done before. You know, guys, just kind of...
Now the ocean is about to break over the entire pharmacy, man. It's as if the fucking breakwater has busted. And again, I say, to the Lararard, otherwise known as the CVS pharmacist, why can't I just have it and get the fuck out of this shithole of a store you got, man? I'm standing in line and I'm waiting, man, waiting. Still, the pharmacy, God, that's a slow fade. Only to reveal that face. Please, can I have this, all right? I'm paying cash. I'm not trying to steal it. I'm not trying to rob it. You have plenty. They told me that you did. These roaring waters behind me represent my mind. The roaring waters, now they have to appeal to the CVS board. This is the CEO and El President of CVS. This is where they're located, in this gold house. And the president of the damn thing is going over his notes and booklets. Now, meanwhile, the other president has taken a bath. I don't know. I'm just getting more sacrilegious the deeper into this I get, so I better just chill out.
Ah, shit. God damn. Yeah, it's good coffee.
Okay, look at this. Here I am. I'm now going to dump this shit on your head for actually, you know, inconveniencing me and all of the customers behind you. Those are the customers behind me. They're saying,
why didn't you do that?
Look at it. She's staring up at the ceiling. She won't even look at the camera. It's just so beneath her. We love you, Mother Angel. She said,
and another thing, I'd like you to come out to the ball game.
Now, these are all either nuns or they're mannequins that are just, they've draped cloth over the tops of the heads. We don't know if they're real people there. By the way, this is, what is that, a clamshell? Here is our Clams Casino. And it's delicious. This man here wants his prescription, and he's paying cash, and he's also paying through the insurance. Does anyone here...
Well, let's see. We're thinking back.
By the way, there's a black woman in the foreground of this painting. Did they have black people back in those days? I don't think they did. I think black people weren't invented until the 1700s. Here, this is what we think of you. Splash. The guy's dumping a whole canister of tequila on his head. And this, then, is something else. I think she's the next show up. That's Mother... something or other. All right, so I'm, you know, while I'm doing all this, I'm simply, actually, what I'm trying to do is make up for yesterday's shitty pre-show.
Now, Phil, today you need to go,
Well, now, hold on, Margaret. Don't start telling him what to do.
I'm not telling him what to do. I'm telling him that he needs to go... to Chicago. Are you or are you not going to Canada? God damn it.
Yeah, see, you say Canada.
There you go again, Margaret. Criticizing people for doing things that you yourself do.
Oh, you know, General, you don't sound all that swift in the morning when you're trying to sound... when you are trying to sound lucid and you wind up sounding... when you're trying to sound lucid and you still wind up sounding doddering and fragile, I feel for you.
Jesus Christ. Jesus H. Christ.
I'm the only one you'll have to warm up, Mr. Henry. I'm easy to do.
Yeah, Robert's easy to do, if you'll pardon the expression.
Well, you love...
The Wedding of Cana. Yes, hi, I'm the pharmacist. Is there something I can do for you, sir?
Yeah, I wanted my prescription.
What? Well, what do you want? You pain in the ass people, you get me. Please, sir, could I... I'm paying cash. Yes, I've heard. They told me. I've only just now heard. You're paying cash, and that's all well and good. Yes, okay. However, that's just the beginning. There are a number of...
And there's Mother Angelica. She's a sweetie. She's not, and by the way, this church is in Alabama. Not that that's weird, but you don't automatically think of Alabama when you think of the Catholic experience. Now, again, one of the things, having been raised Catholic, that I am aware of is that the lampooning of the Catholic faith is a relatively recent phenomenon, born of my generation. My generation, the baby boom people, we were the first ones to start to really tear into religion in terms of comedy. And of all of the religions to take it not very well, I would say at the top of the list probably are the Catholics. Although the Protestants, like Jerry Falwell, fuck, he sued Larry Flint. Larry Flint did a hysterically funny ad on the back of Hustler that had to do with the first drink that Jerry Falwell ever took was in an outhouse with his mother after having sex with her. Now, it was absolutely, without question, just rank, and it was foul. I mean, it was fucking foul, but it was really fucking funny. It was. And that was the, by the way, if you saw the movie The People versus Larry Flint, that's exactly why he was taken, that he was sued by Jerry Falwell, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. And the attorney, the man who played the attorney for Jerry Falwell, not Jerry Falwell, excuse me, Larry Flint was played by Woody Harrelson. The attorney representing the Larry Flint character was played by Edward Norton, great young actor Edward Norton, now, not so young, but still young, and a variety of other principals. I think Crispin Glover was in the movie. It was very good. And in a wonderful turn as Larry Flint's wife, it was the chick from Hole. What the fuck is her name? The Kurt Cobain's ex. I can't remember her name, but... she was actually extremely good in that movie, and I think she got an Academy Award nomination, if I'm not mistaken. But and Milos Forman was the director. He was the same guy that directed One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So they're getting ready to go into the Supreme Court of the United States of America, and Edward Norton is there, the character of the attorney, and he's there with Larry Flint, played by Woody Harrelson. And Woody Harrelson is going to cause a shit, and he's going to have a demonstration, and he's Norton turns to me, he says, all of my life I have wanted to argue a case before the Supreme Court of the United States. He said, and you're going to fuck this up for me. You're going to go in there and act like a clown. You're going to go in there and you're going to disgrace this court. You're going to go in there and you're going to, and I'm not going to have any part of it. He says, do you realize I'm ready to walk away right now? And all I've ever wanted to do in my life, the pinnacle of my life, would be to go before the Supreme Court of the United States and to argue a case, to present a case. And I'm going to walk the fuck away right now because I will not be a party to your goddamn carnival, your circus. And Larry Flint begs him. He says, please don't. I promise you I'll be a good guy. I won't do anything. I won't embarrass you. I will stand by what the court says, you know. And so they go in, and Norton argues the case. I got to watch the movie again because the scene in the Supreme Court is really cool. You get to watch. I think it was the first time I ever really saw how it's done. Since then, I've seen it on, I don't think I've ever seen it in the Supreme Court, but I've heard audio of it. Never watched it. I have watched video of other cases argued before state Supreme Courts, but I've never seen a case argued before the United States Supreme Court. I think you can go and watch it in person, but I've never seen it on camera. And it was wonderful. Terrific. The actors, I got to find out who the actors were that played the Supreme Court justices. They were great. And Edward Norton was stellar. And Larry Flint wound up winning that case, as well he should, because it was a satire. Jerry Falwell sued for defamation and for libel. And, of course, the ruling was a reasonable person would not believe this. It was an ad for a liquor on the back of a pornographic magazine that Jerry Falwell would obviously in real life have nothing whatsoever to do with, talking about having sex with his mother, and this was the first time he ever had sex and was in an outhouse, you know. And the Supreme Court agreed with the argument by Flint's attorney that this was not libelous, and it wasn't defamatory, because no reasonable person is going to believe that this is true. This is obvious satire, and it's legitimate satire given the fact that Jerry Falwell was a very, very prominent public personality. Very prominent, well-known, and a legitimate target for satire. When you do this to a private citizen who's not well-known, if you say, Harry Smith, who lives down the street from me, and runs a and owns an automotive repair service, fucked his daughter in an outhouse after drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels, and then he fucked his daughter's friends in this outhouse, ha ha ha, that's a whole other thing. I don't know who Harry Smith or Joe Smith or whoever the fuck this guy is, neither do you, and this man can make a very valid argument. He's a private citizen who's been, you know, horribly defamed and libeled and slandered. And that guy's going to win that lawsuit, you know. There's another case that had to do with, not a case, not a big case, but it was a lawsuit that I heard of, and I don't know what the outcome was, but I don't think it redounded well. Tom Bernard, who's very, very talented guy in Minneapolis. He does the morning show up there. Also has a podcast. And Tom had allegedly mentioned some guy that he and some friends of his had a run-in with at a golf course somewhere north of the Twin Cities. And he mentioned this guy by name on the air and called the guy all kinds of names. This guy turned around and filed a slander lawsuit or a libel lawsuit against Tom Bernard, stating that his privacy had been violated, that he had been, you know, vilified. You know, I think Bernard argued that it was a legitimate area of comment, you know, this was a man who, because he was being talked about, I guess, on the show, there was some value to this. And the first argument, and at first blush, no, that's not true, because, you know, what am I doing talking about this shit? Tom, I don't know what the outset is. Maybe you won that case, man, but the first comment that I heard was that the guy was not a well-known person and therefore had a perhaps legitimate claim. We should look that up. Bud?
Yeah, well, I don't even know how to spell barnyard.
Bernard, not barnyard.
Oh, Tom Bernard is the,
Yeah, Tom Bernard is the guy who does the Twin Cities show up there in the Twin Cities.
I know where the Twin Cities is, thank you very much.
You know, okay, where is it?
It's in the state of...
In the state of confusion, that's where it is. You to the Twin Cities.
You really sound like shit before they warm you up. I don't know who sounds worse, me or you. Me or you.
I really hate... Margaret is getting tougher to warm up. What is this? I'm not warming up that voice properly.
Well, then you have... First of all, you have to take a deep breath. Now do the voice. No, it still doesn't work.
No, Mr. Henry, when you run air over the voice vocal cords like you do with this voice...
And then you try to do this voice. Good morning, everyone. And the first thing that... The first thing that's generally said is, good morning, everyone.
All right. Meanwhile, what am I doing here? Am I showing all of these? This stuff is awesome, man. I just love how this shit looks.
It's bitchin', don't you think? I mean, think about it, man. Look at it.
Wow, baby. Hello.
Well, I think it is sacrilegious...
You better get Father McCorders on the line, because he'll find this to be extremely blasphemous. Blachemius.
Yeah, he'll think it's blasphemy.
Yeah, sure. Blasphemy. Look at this. This is a whacked out looking deal. Look at the winners. What's up with these people? And then they stared at the sun, and their eyes burned from their skulls. See, they're all looking up, but there's that one guy with the beard. He's staring straight ahead. But wait. Wait a minute.
This is the, you see, this is the baptism of Jesus.
Yes, this is the assumption.
What do you mean by assumption?
When they assumed that, well, I wish she'd look at the camera. I don't know who she thinks she is staring up away from the camera. I think she's essentially saying, I'm too good for the camera.
She sort of is. Mother Angelica, you're a lovely lady, but you can't be acting like you're all, you know, your shit doesn't stink. I mean, because, you know, with all due respect, I know for a fact. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but you've got to believe that a nun's shit, well, maybe not.
Yeah, well, see, a nun's shit be totally the opposite. When a nun's shit is not going to be smelly.
A nun's, oh, God, I can't believe we're talking about this shit, man. We're talking about nun shit, man. All right, let's get over here to our news department, shall we? Yes, we shall. First of all, let me just say to this. Go to our news. Doo-dah, doo-dah. News. Pair of hurricanes will close, will chase tourists off of Hawaii beaches. Well, that's fucked. What a weird summer, huh? Very whacked out summer, man. Pair of hurricanes chasing people off the Hawaii beaches. But you know what, man? That's the fucking breaks, Jack. That's the facts, Jack.
Oh, fuck.
Am I to believe that you men trained yourselves? That's the fact, Jack! A pair of hurricanes will chase tourists off of Hawaii beaches. A pair of hurricanes, and here's the story. A pair of hurricanes. Here, a Japanese couple walked past a sailing canoe on the beach after taking a shit. No, I'm kidding. I guess they got married in Hawaii. That's cute. 2, 3. All kinds of panic. Maybe Bob Bakian is out there, too. We'll have to get Bob Bakian. Dee 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 doo 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 dee hoot and doo. We'd be sharing lust before the night was fully over. Something in your face was a little scary. Something in my face connoted fear here. I decided discretion is the better part of valor. I ran away from you and decided it wasn't worth it. No, it wasn't worth it. All right, machine shop, craps table. How dare you? All right. So enough about the goddamn... sorry. Enough about that. 72 degrees. Expected high today. On the beaches. God, do you remember when it was hotter than fuck? It was back in May. Was that May? It was like 90 degrees out in the sand. That was un-fucking believable, man. That was really jacked over, man. Israel-Hamas trade threats amid truce countdown. Whatever. Final arguments begin. Exchange warnings with 3-day ceasefire set to expire early tomorrow, and negotiations in Cairo resuming to reach a long-term deal to end the Gaza conflict and rebuild the area. Yeah, right. Final arguments again begin in Pistorius trial. Cavs report trade involving Love and Wiggins. Ebola virus, 9 things to know about the killer disease. Greg Oden arrested, accused of punching his ex-girlfriend. NBA player Greg Oden was arrested in Lawrence, Indiana this morning Oh, let's read this. This ought to be really neat. Let's revel in the misfortunes of rich people, because that's what we do in America. Two senior Khmer Rouge leaders are convicted in Cambodia decades after the rule. These motherfuckers are going to be dead in 2 weeks. One, two, three, four, five. Why control of a terrifying dam in Iraq is life or death for 500,000 people. Prince William to join East Anglican Air Ambulance. What? Snowden can stay 3 more years in Russia. Hey, all right, man. Like the Russians were going to let your ass go. Like the Russians were going to let your ass go. Are you kidding, Snowden? Are you... He can't possibly be that stupid. No, I think that they know what the score is. The Russians were not letting him leave. Any more than they were going to answer any of his fucking questions in that Q&A that Putin was involved in, where he said, well, in our country, it's illegal. One, it's unbelievable, this guy. I really believe that Eric Snowden is not as bright as he claims to be. He can't. I understand that he's bright in some areas. I think he's so fucking stupid in others, it's not even funny. Ukraine conflict. Russia must step back. Chief admits involvement in LAPD horse deal. Maureen McDonald's, this is kind of funny. The chief of the LA police has apparently been in trouble because his daughter, I don't know, had a $6,000 horse that was sold back to the department or something like that. Don't ask me, man. God damn it. There is a trial going on in Virginia that we have to fucking report on because it's just too goofy, and I'll get to it.
Well, this is the governor, or the ex, is he the ex-governor?
I don't know what the fuck this guy is, man. Called her a nutbag. There was a product launch at the governor's mansion. What the hell? This is not a very good article. We have to explain to you guys what's going on in Virginia. It's a corruption trial of the ex-governor of Virginia, this guy Bob McDonnell, a real fucking bag of shit. A typical, I'm sorry, but just, you know. All right, we're about ready to launch this motherfucker. So, let's say good morning to everybody on the Listen Live line and to those of you who are listening to us, of course, on your BSP feed, those of you that are watching us here on Phil TV and HD, which is a part of the subscription, prescription. I call it a prescription. I think you should have a prescription. By the way, if you have a desire to get a backstage pass at the Phil Hendry Show website, you can get 2 months for the price of one right now. That's two for the price of one. It's a special that we have right now for our backstage pass, for new backstage pass subscribers. If you'd like to get two for the price of one, you can do so at our website right now. 2 months for the price of one. Just thought I'd beat that into the ground.
Yes, well, you don't want to beat it into the ground too much because...
Mr. Henry's trying to sell it.
Well, you don't want to beat it into the ground too much, though, because it'll sound extremely mercenary, and I don't think that's what you want to... I think you want to come off sounding, Phil, a bit classier than that, a little more high level, you know.
What do you mean by that, Miss Gray?
I mean that if he comes off, you know, never mind. I'm talking to Phil, if you don't mind.
Well, Margaret, we're part of this program, you know.
Well, the show hasn't started yet, has it, Phil?
No, it has not, and we're about to start it right now, so...
Yeah, good call on my part.
Well...
No, not well anything, bud. Good call on my part.
All right, good call on your part, Margaret. Here we go, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.